To earn the designation as an International Dark Sky Community by the International Dark Sky Association, residents in Torrey implemented lighting ordinances, replaced outdoor street bulbs, and coordinated public education about the benefits of having a dark sky.
The problem with LED lights is that many of them are really blue-rich lights, and that's really unhealthy type of light. And that's why they want you to put in warm-colored lights. So the lower the temperature, the warmer the light.
Mary Bettyfield Smith lives just outside of Capitol Reef National Park in the small community of Torrey. She helped educate residents there about blue-rich lighting, which contributes to outdoor light pollution. While looking for ways to replace existing streetlights, she came across the Dark Sky Community Designations Program.
I started looking at the International Dark Sky Association website, and the National Park, Capitol Reef, had just received their designation as a gold-tier park. And I saw that there was such a thing as International Dark Sky Communities, and I started looking at the requirements, and I said, I think Torrey is really close to already meeting all the requirements.
Bettyfield Smith advocates the designation not only improves conditions for residents, but also puts Torrey on the map for tourists looking for spectacular night sky viewing.
The changes that Torrey made to its lighting have resulted in better visibility at night.
That's John Barentine. He's Director of Conservation for the Dark Sky Association.
They stand as a really important example of this to other communities that might want to pursue the same kind of designation to show that you can do it. You can do it in a way that's going to save you money. It's going to improve conditions at night in your town, and it's going to draw more tourists if you're in a part of the country where astrotourism is important.
Residents in Torrey will celebrate the town's International Dark Sky designation in October. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rhianna Gale.